Hey everybody, it's Bitmouth. Okay, y'all know what today is. Today is the very first day that I have moved to Thursdays. I'm excited. And it seemed like since I moved to Thursdays, not everybody want to plan stuff on the Thursday. I think I had like 4 meetings before the podcast. So it's like, now wait a minute, now I done moved my days. I wasn't doing anything on Thursday, but now y'all want to try to make me do stuff on Thursday. No. So anyway, how y'all doing? What's been going on with y'all? What's life been like? And I'm excited because I have 2 guests tonight and it's the first week. So y'all know we're gonna go ahead and roll with it. But I'm excited to be at Thursday because I really, really wanted to be at Thursday so that I could be more of a mom. Because sometimes you gotta be a mom and you know how that goes. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I know this is going to be a switch, so it's going to be a little rotation getting people to this Thursday because people used to see me on Tuesdays for like the last, I don't know how many years, but now y'all going to see me on Thursday. So y'all be excited with me. Y'all come on. I tried to promote as much as I could to get people over here on Thursday and just know. So I'm going to bring my guests up and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And y'all make sure y'all get in the comments if you can and ask questions and see what these people got going on.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
It's your boy,
hey,
Ashley.
We live.
She's over here.
We live, bro. We live. What's that in front of you? What's that little box thing right now?
Oh, that's the guard for the mic.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you in the studio. All right. So yeah. We got SJ Christiana. So y'all introduce yourself to the people. Tell them what you got going on, and we're just gonna roll with it.
Okay. You know, I go by SJ. I'm from New York City. I've been in Florida for like 11 years. I mean, I always been making music since I was like 13. You know, I've been doing it for a while. And I just got back into it. And now I was like, I'm trying to be a little bit more serious with it and, you know, a little bit more stern and, you know, disciplined, a little bit more disciplined with it and actually just understand the whole process, the whole business process behind music and not just making music for fun anymore. You know? So, yeah, you know, that's how I'm coming, you know, SJ. You know, we got some songs out, you know, and we back on it now. You know, my latest single just dropped on all platforms, Shooting Stars. Y'all can go stream that. Just search SJ Shooting Stars. That's up there. And then we got Hard to Find.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's actually the one that was on, that made it to the, that got us on Black Power 96. Yeah. You know, shout out to Janelle.
Love DJ Black Eddie. Power.
You know, everybody, Caleb Music, you know, DJ Flogger, everybody, you know, shout out to y'all. And yeah, that's the one that got us on the radio. And yeah, we got Chrissy here.
Yeah, Christiana. I'm from Massachusetts, but I moved down to Florida 2 years ago. I never did music before. I was like the shower singer, as you would say. Like, people are always like, oh, stop singing, you're gonna go anywhere. And now they're like, wow, like, you're going somewhere. But I think at all the SJ over here, I mean, he's the one that got me into it. And my newest single is out now. It's Lately and Tell Me. Yeah. But Hard to Find, like he said, is the one that really blew us up on Black Power 96.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the genre of music that y'all are in? Like, what kind of music do you do? Do you do reggae, R&B?
Pop, R&B, yeah.
Pop,
for
R&B,
me, yeah.
Pop,
R&B. Okay, pop R&B, there's nothing wrong with that. And so, SJ, you say you got into music when you were younger. What about you, Christiana? When did you get into music?
When I moved down here and I met him, actually. I've always liked singing, love singing, actually, but never thought I'd do something with it. Right. So that's when radio gave us the opportunity to really get ourselves out there, independent artists. It's so hard to get your music out there. Like, especially doing it on your own, it's even harder. And not having a team behind you, so I'm just lucky. Well, I got him.
What are some of the platforms y'all are on?
We're on Spotify.
Yeah. iTunes,
Pandora,
iHeartRadio, YouTube,
SoundCloud,
Instagram,
TikTok, and again, SJSoLTE on all those platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat.
And you can find me by Christiana or Chrissy Wernico, but Christiana is my stage name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So definitely after the show, if y'all have a, do y'all have a video out?
We're working on it.
For our defined.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. So you're working on your videos. So at least post a link to your, on the page. I'll try to find a link too, just to post so people can listen to your music, get you some streams, because you know, people know it, so they just be clicking the streams. What about management? So are you guys independent artists, or are you under a label? Are you being managed?
Yeah, we are independent.
We're our own managers.
We do everything in house, like the mixing, everything, vocals, songwriting.
Okay.
And then my brother make the beats. He go by Swift on Demand. He was actually on Love and Hip Hop 7 years ago with Cardi B.
Okay.
The London chick, he was on that one episode where he got caught up with the Asian chick. But yeah, you know, we got everything in house.
Drama.
We got everything in house. You know, he got the beats. You know, he's the beats behind all of our music. And also my sister, boyfriend, Randall, he go by Savio. He makes beats too as well. He actually made the song the Hard to Find beat that actually got us on with Black Power. So, you know, shout outs to him. And shout outs to everybody.
While y'all sitting here though, can y'all play a little bit? Can one of y'all get the song ready? The one that's Hard to Find on Black Power 96. Can y'all get a little bit of the song ready so they can hear just a little clipping of it? So y'all didn't think I was gonna do that.
Yeah,
I'm only doing that. I'm messing with Christiana because she acting shy. So she
got that for real. Oh my God.
Real, because see, people, they gonna be like on the spot. Well, let me hear what you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Let me hear what you doing and what you have going on. So you mentioned something though. You mentioned about being more disciplined. You know, like when you're doing music. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because a lot of artists don't understand. Like, this comes with a discipline.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, what I meant by that was, you know, just being more like serious and, you know, actually giving music my all now versus just giving it 25%,
doing it on the side,
you know, maybe 30%, you know, I'm trying to like lock in for real. And not only just that too, just to like understand how the whole, you know, business aspect of it works, you know, like percentages, you know, your royalties and BMI, all that stuff, you know, so I'm just trying to map everything in this box right here, you know. It's coming along. It is a little process.
It is. Especially when you're doing it by yourself. It is a process when you don't have like a team of people. Y'all say y'all the two, so y'all own managers plus y'all little, you know, like the people that y'all have around y'all. Do you all go to like any music festivals or anything like that to gain that knowledge?
Social
Sunday Spotlight, Black Power. Yeah,
Social Sunday Spotlights, we did that. Yeah. And then we did K-Ruth event. What's the name of that?
I forgot the name of that one.
Yeah, K-Ruth event out there in Tampa.
Okay.
I forgot the name of it.
Lyrical Cafe.
Lyrical Cafe. Okay, that's
tough. We did, I think, Pegasus. Oh no, Pegasus, my sister did, sorry. Yeah. So we did Lyrical Cafe.
And Social Sunday twice. Yeah.
And there was one more he did, I can't even think of it. But yeah, those are the music scenes we popped out to recently within the past few months.
Yeah.
So now we're just trying to like go to every like platform like that and actually perform our music and like just showcase our, you know, sound and brand. And we also got a big performance coming up
on the 26th.
This month, and that's gonna be in Orlando at the Coast to Coast. We're doing the Coast to Coast event. That's the 26th.
Like world's talent competition.
It's the world's largest showcase.
Yeah. Talent competition.
Yeah. We're doing that this month. That's coming up. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, like market that a little bit and, you know, try to bring as much people as we can, you know, to the scene, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, I'm really proud of y'all for, you know, like really putting yourself out there. I don't know what's wrong with this camera, but.
Yeah. That's so good. I think.
It's definitely going to be the biggest show that we've had to date.
Yeah, the biggest show.
Okay. So that will be the biggest show that y'all had.
Coast to coast. And that's going to be in Orlando on the 26th. And I believe.
Orlando on the 26th. Okay. That's what's up. So y'all got the song ready so we can listen?
Yeah, I'm actually about to play it right now. I was just looking for it because I got so many songs on this computer. I was looking for this thing.
It's at the Hey Now Contemporary Center.
Okay, so the event is going to be at the Hey Now Contemporary Center. And that's
5601 Edgewater Drive, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, that's where it's going to be at.
All right, 5601.
Edgewater Drive, Orlando, Florida. And it starts at 9 p.m. And we do have tickets to give away as well.
Yeah,
so
we got 8 tickets. So whoever wants to
tap
in, you know, we got y'all. You know,
show some support, some love.
Oh, yeah. You can come too now, D.
I'm about to say now, tell me again, because y'all got tickets and stuff. Now, I like going to shows. I used to do management, but I'm over that part of my life.
But it was fun,
like going to shows and, you know what I'm saying, meeting people, and it was fun.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You know, it's just that feel behind it. You know, it's real.
Exactly. There are times that I miss it. You know, like there are times I'm like, oh, I miss doing this, or I miss doing that. But you just have to do, you know, like you have different levels of your life. So I'm at a different level now.
Exactly. But I'm gonna get ready to play this the first single that we made that actually got us onto the radio, Black Power 96. This song right here is called Hard to Find, and it's SJ featuring Christiana. I'm about to play it. Let me see.
This one right here.
This one?
Yeah.
So I used to so hard to find, so hard to find. Said a trip to my phone, so I stopped at all the pictures of my own flash. That's yeah. So hard to find, so hard to find. I don't know why you do it like you do.
She doing her thing. I'm proud of y'all. I like that. So, right now, y'all number one.
Old 2000s music, for sure.
You say
old 2000s vibe, like that people don't really have nowadays. It's kind of like the same story.
But I like it though. It's like a summer song, like going into the spring, into the summer. It's like it's a vibe. I like that. So I really do like that. That's what's up, y'all. Well, I am so proud of y'all. I really do appreciate y'all for taking out some time and coming on the show, playing that music for me. So how long y'all think y'all gonna be at the top of the chart on Black Power 96?
We've been there for like eight weeks now.
Yeah, the new song that is actually more so my song featuring SJ, it's called Tell Me. That song has been number one, I believe, 7 times in a row.
7, 8 times.
So we're hoping for a lot more.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. More plays, and definitely I want y'all to share again where y'all gonna be at in Orlando, so people can come out. Let them know where they can get those free tickets if you have however many you have, so they can get those tickets and come out and see y'all.
Yes, again, it's at the Hanau Contemporary Center, and it's 5601 Edgewater Drive, Orlando, Florida. And you can either message SJ, SJ, so LTE, or mine, which is the Christiana, on both the Instagrams. And if you DM us, we'll give you a free ticket.
Free ticket. Let's go. Rick Ross going to be in the building,
for
too.
Real. Right? Let's go. Now, and then y'all tune into Black Power 96 and vote for them so they can continue to stay on the top of the charts. And can y'all one at a time give them out y'all social media so they can start following y'all, and then tell them again where they can find your music at?
Okay, so I go by SJ, and you can follow me on all platforms, and that's SJ So LTE. And again, SJ So LTE, and that's Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. You'll find me.
Okay. You can find me at The Christiana on Instagram. TikTok is Chrissy Ranico, and everything else is just Christiana.
Okay. So I got a major question for y'all. So who would you like to do a feature with?
Tate McRae for me. She's my inspiration. That whole pop vibe, I love her.
Right. That seemed like you. That seemed like you.
I say SJ.
You want to do a feature with yourself?
You should send me.
SJ or Chrissy, Christiana, or my sister, hot girl Polly. My little sister, she make music too, and she's pretty good. She be dominating those, shows and those performances as well. Make sure y'all tap in on her too. And look her up and follow her. She got some good content, and her name is Hot Gyal Polly. And that's on Instagram, Facebook, all platforms. Yeah, she's dope. Check out.
That's what's up. And her name is, say it again, because you broke up just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Hot Gyal Polly, and that's on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. She got some, some footage and stuff going on, and she's dope. She's really dope, And again, that's fam, and runs in the fam.
Right, because you say your brother your brother make beats.
Yeah.
Everybody making beats. I like it.
Yeah. My brother make the beats. It's a boyfriend make the beats. We got everything in house, like the mixing, the vocals. Now we just need to lock in on the visuals.
For sure.
That's what we're trying to work on ourselves right now. We're just trying to invest in a good quality camera and actually just take it and run with it. That's our homework. That's
really
project.
All we need.
That's what's up. There's nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and do the groundwork, because sooner or later people will be hitting you up like, yo, I want to do the video for you. I want to, what I'm saying, people with this. So continue to get yourself out there and network in the right communities, and just get your music out there as much as you can. So on the show, usually I have people say something positive or leave like a positive message before they end. So I get two of them. So who want to go first?
Me.
Any mini Nami. So
it's supposed to be ladies first. No, I'm just like
yourself, girl.
I would definitely say, if you've always wanted to make music, don't let anyone stop you from making music, especially if you think you ain't gonna go anywhere. Like, being an independent artist, you have to just strive for success, and even if people aren't gonna like your music, you're gonna like your music and you're gonna go somewhere, and it takes that one person to be like, damn, like, she's good, he's good. So just don't ever give up on your dreams.
I love it. Christiana's so sweet.
I am.
But yeah, don't forget, guys, make sure I go check out my latest single, and that's Shooting Stars. Again, SJ Shooting Stars. It's on all platforms. Go stream it.
Right. What's your positive message, SJ?
Yeah. We're waiting.
Something simple, some,
Something similar to what Christiana just said, you know, like, you know, if you're in it, be in it, you know, and that's in it, and that's gonna kind of bring it back to what I was saying earlier about, you know, just being a little bit more disciplined with the music. You know, if you're there, just be there and give it your all, you know, give it your full, and don't look back, you know, just keep moving forward with everything you're doing.
Yeah.
And never second guess yourself. I learned that the hard way, you know, so yeah, it's just
always be on that grind too.
Yeah, it's just all about,
it's not about just doing it on the side, like, and it may not show like money or anything, listeners, regardless, like, it's gonna come back,
because
mm-hmm. what you give is always gonna come back, and the universe is gonna bless you. So that's how I see it.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
I love it. So I definitely appreciate both of y'all for coming on the show. I don't know, we both have technical, you know, something going on in the waves anyway, but I appreciate y'all for coming on the show, sharing y'all music and sharing, you know, like, where the people can find you. I wish y'all both success and a lot of success. Don't give up. Keep going. Fight no matter what happens. It's good days and bad days in music. And just do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Definitely try to post your song so people can see. Remember, y'all, go to Black Power 96 and vote for them so they can stay at the top of the charts, because they've been up there for a while now. So,
and then, yeah,
let's keep them there. And they have some free tickets to that show in Orlando. So definitely get into their inbox so you can get a ticket to this show, because you never know who you might meet there as well, especially if you're an artist, and connect with other people, get on the different platforms, okay? So I appreciate y'all. Anything else y'all want to share with the people?
Yes, and don't forget, guys, make sure y'all go ahead and text the radio station, and that number is
888-979-2796
and
say vote for Tell Me.
Yep, Christiana.
Let's featuring go. SJ. Look at y'all. Y'all was in synchronicity. I love it.
Yeah, that's Christiana featuring SJ, Tell Me. Make sure y'all go ahead and text that number again. It's 888-979-2796.
Y'all heard what they said. Y'all get on there and vote for them. Vote for Tell Me. Keep it at the top of the charts. You go to their Spotify's, their YouTubes, go follow them on the social media. Y'all link up. SJ want to do features with himself.
He's like, no, let me solo.
Let me tell you something before we get off. You know, before we get off, like, I just had, like, you know, bad experiences, you know, doing features with people who's not going to take it serious, you know?
And
left me like in the dark, you know. So it's like
picking up the slack.
Yeah. So it's like now, like, I'm not doing this for fun anymore. Like, that was back in the day, you know. Like,
right.
I'm trying to like go somewhere with it. I'm trying to feed my family, you know, my son, my fam, and you know, every, you know, all right. The folks, you know. Right. I'm not trying to, you know, this is business, you know.
Right.
That's how I'm looking at it. You know, it's business. It's mm-hmm. not just a hobby. Or like an activity, or whatever you want to call it. Like, this is
right.
It. People jump on it when they see you going up, and they want to get on it, and then they just
right. No bandwagon. No, I'm just messing with you, SJ. I feel you though. I understand. You want to do this or you don't?
I said, wait, hold on.
Well, I'll just say something real quick. Hold on. You don't have to clear nothing up. I respect you for that. I'm like that. I'm a lone ranger. I just work by myself. It makes it easier for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about, you know, like, people giving up, people stopping. I totally get it. Trust me. I'm old and I get it. So,
yeah.
I appreciate y'all for coming on the show. I appreciate y'all for sharing a part of y'allself.
Thank you so much for having us.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. And as y'all get higher, y'all come back to the show and y'all show people, listen, we did this by ourselves and we're here now. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Progress.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
well, that's how I know y'all. Y'all heard what they said. Y'all go look for them on all their platforms. Definitely vote for them on the Black Power 96, because they going up. These people are independent artists. They doing it by themselves. They getting on different platforms. They making sure their music solid. They got their BMI and they got all their different, you know, think components that they need. Now they working on the camera because they trying to get those visuals up. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look for them, all right? So I appreciate y'all. And I love everybody. Just continue to like, share, and subscribe to Zip Mouth Motivation. All right, y'all. Good night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.